Gimel. So let's take it from the top of Daf Gimel, three lines down. Does that work for everyone, or should we go back further?
No, it's fine.
Perfect. Okay, so Gemara was talking about how we know Nisach HaMayim, the source of Nisach HaMayim is the Torah. So the last thing the Gemara had suggested, aside from the Machlokas, when one begins Nisach HaMayim during Sukkot, was this second day, was this sixth day, the Gemara had brought a remez that there's an extra mem, an extra yud, an extra mem in the Pesukim of the Parsha Pinchas, related to the Karbanos of Sukkot, and that was the remez Mayim, Nisach HaMayim in the Torah. So now the Gemara quotes a Braisa, three lines down, the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Bekodesh Hasech Nesach Shechar Et HaLashem, it's a Pasuk, talking about the regular carbon tamid. It says again, Bekodesh Hasech Nesach Shechar Et HaLashem, and the double Lashon Hasech Nesach, that double Lashon implies two Nisuchim, Mishnei Nisuchim HaKosim Medaber, it's referring to two different Nisuchim, Echa Nisach HaMayim, Echa Nisach HaYayin, one referring to Nisach HaMayim, the special Nisach on Sukkot, and one referring to the general Nisach of Yain. So the Mepharshim asked the question, but wait a second. This pasuk is talking about carbon tamid. A regular carbon tamid is not talking about Sukkot. Mehechat Heisa, this is referring to Sukkot. So they say that Eina Hanami Rabbi Nasan also has to rely on the remez of Mayim Yud Mem, Yud Mem of Mayim. That has to be true. But this is the more of a Mefurish, more of a drasha, as also, he has to balance the two drashas together to prove the point that there's a Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. So the Gemara then says, well, Ema Tervayu Dechamra. Maybe Hasech Nesech is referring to there should be two libations of Yain, double Yain. Why one water, one wine? It doesn't mention water here at all. So the Gemara says, Imkain, if it's referring to a double portion of Nisach HaYain, Imkain Lichtov Kra O Hasech Hasech, O Nesech Nesech. It should have used the same word twice if it was implying a double wine. My Hasech Nesech, what's the change of the word? Shemasmina Chad Demaya Chad Dechama. One referring to Nisach Hayayin, one referring to the Nisach Hamayim. So now the Gemara says, Ella, now after establishing the two different sources of Nisach HaMayim, either from the extra mem, yud mem in the Pesukim, or from the double Lashon Hasech Nesech, if that's after establishing that, says the Gemara, Ella Hadetnan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Sukkah, Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva, that you have to pour the water all 7 days of Sukkot. Just to remind ourselves, we know that Sukkot is 7 days long, and Shmirat Teres is day eight. So you have to pour the Nisach HaMayim all 7 days. What is 7 days? How do you calculate 7 days? E Rabbi Yeshua, if you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yeshua, Neima Chad Yoma, Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua of Masha Ruach Ben Hageshem, when do you start saying it? So he says you start saying Masha Ruach on the 8th day and Shmini Atzeres, so he would only require one day of Nisach HaMayim, because there's a correlation of being Maskir Masha Ruach and Nisach HaMayim. So he can't be the author of the Mishnah in Sukkah, which says you need 7 days. E Rabbi Akiva, if you're telling me Rabbi Akiva authored it, or Rabbi Akiva Treyoma, he would only require 2 days. Why only 2 days according to Rabbi Akiva? Because he said that you mentioned on the sixth day that the start Nisach HaMayim is in the sixth day. So sixth day and day seven. He does not include Shmini Atzeres. So you would only require 2 days of Nisach HaMayim, day six and day seven, according to Rabbi Akiva. And E Rabbi Yehuda ben Bissei, if you're going to say he's the author of the Mishnah, well, according to him, he says on day two is when you start the Nisach HaMayim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bissei, Shita Yomi, you require 6 days, because day two, three, four, five, six, seven is 6 days, and we're not including Shmirat Atzeres right now, so he would only require six, not 7 days. So of these three Tanaim, no one could be the author of the Mishnah Sukkah that requires 7 days of Nisach HaMayim. So the Gemara says, the truth is really Li'olam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserhi. He is really the author. V'sevir lei k'Rabbi Yehuda demasnisin. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserhi, who holds 6 days from day two, is when he started doing Nisach HaMayim, he also holds of Rabbi Yehuda, Stam, that you also have to pour it on Shmini Atzeres as well. So now from day two to day eight, that gets you a total of 7 days. So he explains, the Rabbi Yehuda demasnisin, Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, the Tanan, the Mishnah said, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Belug Hayamanasech Kol Shimona. So Rabbi Yehuda says you need Nisach HaMayim 8 days, not seven, 8 days. So what happens here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserhi holds like Rabbi Yehuda partially, not entirely. Well, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserhi says that you hold only day two to day eight. Rabbi Yehuda says day one to day eight, but he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that day eight is included, Shmirat Atzeres is included. So again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Belug Hayamanasech Kol Shimona. You use a lug of water to pour all 8 days from day one to day eight of Nisach HaMayim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserhi, he's Mapik Rishon. He excludes day one from Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserhi excludes day one because he says you start pouring only on day two because that's when the mem is alluded to. Umayel b'shmini, and he includes day eight. So from day two Today 8 gets you a total of 7 days, and he must be the author of the Mishnah that says 7 days of Nisach HaMayim. So the Gemara then asks the question, Umayishna Rishon Dilo? So how come on day 1 does Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra say not to pour water? Why not on day 1? Dilo, Dechi Ramiza Mayim B'Sheni Yehuda Ramiza. Because when the letters Mem Yud Mem are hinted, it starts hinting it on day 2 of the Psukim. So that's why he excludes day 1. So that's the case. Shmini Nami, Ki Ramiza Mayim B'Shvi Yehuda Ramiza. So when it begins the Mem Yud Mem, the last Mem is on day 7. It's not hinted on day 8. So Shmini Atzer should be excluded also according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. So Gemara says you're right. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra can't be the author. He holds only day 2 to day 7, only 6 days we pour the water. So who authored the Mishnah in Sukkah that requires 7 days? So Ella must be Rabbi Yeshua. V'nisach ha'mayim kol shiva hilchasa. It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Must be Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yeshua rather, Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that he holds nisach ha'mayim is all 7 days. And it's a hilchasa gemirle. We have a tradition, we have a halacha Moshe Mei Sinai that has to be 7 days, not based on any psukim or anything like that. D'amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunia Ish Bikas, Beis Chorten, that's where he came from. That there are three things that were halacha Moshe Mei Sinai. Eser Netiel, says halacha Moshe Mei Sinai, that's a special din of Erev Shvius, that you're not allowed to plant the 30 days before Shemitah, but if it's done Eser Netiel, you plant 10 different saplings within a certain area, that would be allowed as a special din by Shemitah. That's halacha Moshe Mei Sinai. Number two is Arava, which we learned in Masech HaSukkah, where they used to go around the Mizbech during the 7 days of Sukkot and put the Arava, leaning it on the Mizbech. And the third thing is Nisach HaMayim. These three things are all Halacha Moshe Mei Sinai. So not only is the concept of Nisach HaMayim Halacha Moshe Mei Sinai, but the details as well, that 7 days long, so he must be Rabbi Yeshua and not the other penance. Fine. So now the Gemara is halfway down the Almudim. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'over Elifnei HaTeva, B'Yom Tov Ha'acharon Shachag, we're quoting from the Mishnah, when the person goes on the last day of Sukkot, Shmi Atzeres, he goes to Davin, Ha'achron, Maskir, Ha'achron is referring to the Baal Musaf, the second guy, the last guy, he mentions Mashve Ruachim Negashim, which is what we do. Harishon, the first guy, the Baal Shachar, Eino Maskir, he does not yet mention Mashve Ruach, you need to hear Tfilas Geshem before saying Mashve Ruach, or before the Gabbai announces Mashve Ruachim Negashim, that's only Musaf time, not Shachar, not Rishon. B'yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, now the first day of Pesach, when we stop saying Mashve Ruach, Harishon Maskir, the first guy, in other words, Baal Shachris, still mentions Mashiva Ruach Umirna Geshem. Ha'achon the Baal Musa by Morida Taba Tfilas Tal, Eina Maskir, at that point we stop mentioning it. So that's all from the mission, from the Brises. The Gemara now says, hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says this din, that the Achron, that the Musaf, is one who says Mashiva Ruach Umirna Geshem first? Ilema Rabbi Yeshua de Masisin. If this Rabbi Yeshua of the Brises, according here, is the same Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, well, doesn't Rabbi Yeshua our Mishnah say, Ha'amar b'yom tov achron shechag hu maskir? If you look back on the Mishnah, Daf Beis, Rabbi Yeshua says, when do you start mentioning Mashiach Ruach? On the last day of Sukkot, which implies that both Shachris and Musaf, you say Mashiach Ruach Menagashim. Not only Musaf, but already the Rishon, the Baal Shachris, should already be saying Mashiach Ruach, which is against Rabbi Yeshua in this Brisa, who says only from Musaf do we start saying Mashiach Ruach. So it can't be that Rabbi Yeshua. Ella, it must be Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa. So it must be Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa. V'hamar mishas hanachto. When you start putting it down, when you place down the lulava, that's when you start saying it. So according to this understanding, then you would even start saying it from Mariv, right? Because we don't have lulav by Mariv Tashmi Atzeres. So already from Mariv, we should start saying Mashiach Ruach, not from Shacharis. So it can't be Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa who says mishas hanachto. V'su, moreover, before answering which Rabbi Yeshua this is, Hadatan, again, who's the Rabbi Yeshua who says already only from Musaf do we mention Mashiach Ruach? V'su, moreover, we have another question. Hadatan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Ben Bezerra, Rabbi Yehuda mentions in the name of the son of Bezerra, Ben Bezerra, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva, B'yom Tum Achron Shechag, the Chazan who davens on the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmi Atzeres, Ha'achron Maskir, the Baal Musaf, the last guy mentions it, but not the Shachris, which is the same opinion as above. But which Ben Bezerra is this? Hey, Ben Bezerra. Ilema Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bezerra. If this is Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bezerra, well, Ha'amar B'Shein B'Chag Humasir. We already learned that he says on the second day, you start mentioning Mashiach Ruach Menageshem, not Shmi Atzeres. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bezerra. So who's Rabbi Yeshua, and who's Ben Bezerra? So Gemara says, it comes along Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, to hey, be Rabbi Yeshua Ben Bezerra. And that answers all the question. It's not a ben, it's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. It's not Stam Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Bezerra, the new person who is the author of both these brises. He's the one who says the Rabbi Yeshua, when the Musa, Ba Musa starts saying it, that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Bezerra. And the other brise that says ben Bezerra, that's the same guy. It's also Rabbi Yeshua ben Bezerra. Both say they're the ones who hold. Baal Musaf starts mentioning Mashiach Baruch Negashim, different than Stam Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Zimnim Dekarle Bishmei, Zimnim Dekarle Bishmei De Abba. Sometimes we call them by his own name, Rabbi Yeshua. He has his own significance. And sometimes we call them by the son of Bezerra, Ben Bezerra. He didn't have so much of his own significance. Why do we choose to call him Rabbi Yeshua sometimes, and sometimes it's Ben Bezerra? So the Gemara explains, one was before he received smicha. At that point, he was just Ben Bezerra. But after he received smicha, he became Rabbi Yeshua. He earned his own title, his own chashivas, and then we started calling Rabbi Yeshua. But the same exact person, the same exact opinion that says, from the Achron, the Baal Musaf of Yom Tov Achron Shul, Sukkis, in other words, Shmir Teres, from that point, we start mentioning Mashiach Ruach Umin Hageshem. Now the Gemara says, last 10 lines, after discussing, really, Morid HaGeshem, now the Gemara is going to address Morid HaTal and Mashiach Ruach, mentioning Ruach. So Gemara says, last 10 lines of the Amud here, Tana. B'tal baruchos lochayvu l'chachamim lahazkir. When it came to mentioning the coming, the bringing of the dew, and of the winds, the Chacham did not require us to mention it at all. V'mbala haskir, if one chooses, if one decides, he wants to mention Tal and Ruchos, Maski is certainly allowed to. So my timer, why don't we mention it? We certainly need tal, certainly we need ruach, they're all very important of grass and crops growing, so why don't we have to mention it? So Amr Bichanina, Lufi Shein and Netzar, they don't stop. Even if we daven all day long that should stop, it won't stop. The world needs the wind, the world needs the tal, there's no my tefillah, seemingly doesn't have any impact. So Gemara says, V'tal minon delo me'atzer, what's the source? How do you know that tal doesn't ever stop? So the chesiv that says in the pasuk, we had to do with Eliyahu Navi, the famous of Eliyahu Navi, when the rain and Achav and the drought. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Eliyahu Tishvi mitoshre Gila." We'll get to Tos in a second. That he came from the Toshre Gila. We'll get back to that momentarily. El Achav, he said to Achav, "Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, by the life of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Mati Lefanav, that I stand in front of you, Im Yeh Shanim Ke'ela Talamata, if there's going to be any rain or dew." In this time, kim lefidvari, unless I say so, it will only be according to my word. In other words, there's no more tal and no more matar until I say so. That's how he was punishing Achav. He was given that kawach. The Ksiv says, "Lecha hera el Achav ve'namat." Then he presented himself. Eliyahu came back to Achav after there's a terrible drought. He came back ve'namatar al pnei haldama, and he gave rain. He brought the rain back. Vilu tal lo kamerle. He didn't mention tal. So why didn't tal come back? So before we turn the page, I just want to look at Tosas here for a second. Tosas Vayomer Eliyahu Hatishbi Mitoshve HaGilad. So he came from the place of Gilad. So Tosas writes here, Lechach Nikra Mitoshve Gilad. Why would you call from the Toshve, from those who dwelled in Gilad? Because Lefisha Hargu Yisrael, because Klai Yisrael had wiped out, had murdered many of the people who lived in Anshe Yavesh Gilad, Al Maisa Pilegesh Begiva. The Maisa Pilegesh Begiva was a terrible thing, and they wiped out the city of Yavesh Gilad. V'lo Nishar B'Yavesh Gilad Kiyim Me'at Anashim Minam Miyushavim Be'ir. Only a few people were remaining after that city was wiped out. Ki Kol Ashar Hayu Ima Asafsuf. They all were murdered or they were taken away. Lechach meid ki Eliyahu min hatoshim. Eliyahu was of those who remained, of those who survived that event. So that was the understanding. So now Marzchias points out that, wait a second, Yoshvei Gilad is a place of Shevet Menashe. And we have from the Medrash that says that Eliyahu came from Gad. So was he Menashe or Gad? Which one was he from? And the other place says he was a Kohen. He came from Shevet Levi. So where did he really come from? So Maratzchia says that the truth is that he lived in the area of Menashe, was his big, province of some sort, but had little suburbs. So the province was in Menashe. The suburbs were in Gad. So he actually lived in both of them. He was physically in Gad, but since it was associated part of the province of Menashe, that's why sometimes it's attributed to Menashe. He doesn't address the point of Levi, but some say he wasn't really a Levi. When we say that Eliyahu Navi came from Pinchas, the Radbaz writes, he had the neshama of Pinchas, but he wasn't really a Levi. He wasn't really a Kohen, and therefore he just had a spiritual neshama of the Kohen, but not a physical body of the Kohen. He was either from Gad or Menashe. That's how he explains. So back inside the Gemara now. Either way, Eliyahu had taken away the Tal Matar, and then he returned only the Matar back to Achav and back to the people. So the Gemara says, my time, the last three words on the Amud here, my time, what's the reason? Vilu Tal Lo Kamar. Why didn't he mention that he brought the Tal back? My time, huh? Mishum, says the Gemara on Tamar Beis now, Mishum delo mi'atzer, because Tal doesn't stop. There's nothing for him to return because it never stopped. So ask the Gemara out the obvious question, v'michacher, mima'acher delo mi'atzer. If the Tal doesn't stop in the first place, so Elio ishtabu olam alei, so why did he swear that I'm going to take away Tal? Elio knew that Tal doesn't stop, so he shouldn't have said, I'm taking away Tal matar. He should have just said, I'm taking away matar, and I'm returning matar. So Gemara says, because Hachi Kamarle, this is what Eliyahu said to Acha. Afilu Tal debracha nami lo asam. Yes, Tal physically will always exist, but the effect of it being a bracha, that can be taken away. So Eliyahu said to Acha, I'm taking away the bracha, the effect that Tal has. So if he took away the Tal of bracha, so then he returned the Tal to bracha. So asks the Gemara, V'lahadre latal debracha. So shouldn't he have told Achav, I'm returning not only the matar, but mostly returning the bracha of the tal. So why didn't he say that to Achav? Says the Gemara, Mishum delo min kre milsa. Because it's not recognizable. The Achav's gonna say, what do you mean? Yesterday there was tal also. Today that you brought back tal, there was no tal never stopped the past couple of years. So what are you talking about here? So since the Achav wouldn't recognize and couldn't recognize that tal shel bracha for the tal shel lo bracha, there was no point of him saying, I'm returning back the Tal Shabracha. But Ein Hachanami, Tal always exists, but may not always exist in the form of a bracha. So then the Gemara says, okay, that explains why Tal, how we know Tal never stops. What about Ruchos? What about winds? Ruchos, Minale de Lamata. How do you know Ruchos, wind, never stops? So Amr Bishur ben Levi, Damar Kwa, the Pasuk says, Ki ka'arba Ruchos Hashemayim perasti eschem numashem. Like the four corners, the four directions, the four winds of the sky, I spread out Klal Yisrael. So what's pshat in this pasuk here? My kamarlu. What exactly is being said here? Ilei mahachi kamarlu lakash baruch liyisrael lakash baruch saying the klaisel dibad srinchu bar baruchay the alma. I'm spreading you out. I'm dispersing all of klaisel in the four sides, the four corners of the world. So ihachi, that was the pshat of the pasuk. Ki arba bi arba midbarle. It shouldn't say like the four corners. It should say bi arba in the four corners of the world. It doesn't say bi arba. It says ki arba. So it's making a comparison, not saying that they were spread out to the four corners of the world. Ella, what's pshat in the pasuk? Hachi kamar. Kishem she'i'efshar li'olam below ruchos, kach i'efshar li'olam below Yisrael. Because Baruch was saying, just I'm going to spread you out like the wind. In other words, just like the world needs the wind, so too the world needs a klai. So that was pshat, that's what he was saying. Why does the world need the wind? Rashi explains here. Says Rashi, kishem she'i'efshar around 10 narrow lines down, Kishem she'i'efshar li'olam below ruchos, shlois kaim mirov hevel v'chamimus. Because if the world didn't have wind, there would not be any fresh air, no wind blowing, everything would be so hot and humid, people would have a hard time living, have a hard time breathing. The wind helps cool off the earth. That's the understanding. So too we need klai yisrael in this world as well. So the Gemara then says, Amr b'chanina, hilkach, therefore, b'mos hachama, Amr mashir ruach, ein machshir ruach. So even though we know in the summer months, we don't mention mashir ruach, but let's say a guy said Masha Ruach in the summer anyways. We don't make him go back because the wind's coming. Masha Ruach does happen in the summer. So there's no need to make him retract and repeat Shemana Esrei. Omar Morid HaGeshem Machshir Nesrei. If, however, he says Morid HaGeshem in the summer where we don't need the rain, then as we know, we are Machshir Nesrei. So he has to repeat Shemana Esrei again for saying Morid HaGeshem in the wrong time. B'mos HaGeshamim in the rainy season. Lo Amar Morid HaGeshem. He doesn't say Morid HaGeshem. Machzir no, so we make him repeat it because you have to say Morid HaGeshem. Well, oh, not only that, Ela Filu Amar, Madir Ruach, even if he says, let the wind remove the wind from the world, Umafriach Atal, and let the Tal dissipate, and he's trying to ask that there not be Ruach, there not be Tal, Ein Machzir, so we don't make him retract either because that's not going to work. There's always going to be Tal, there's always going to be Ruach, even if one davens, that not be there. That's what comes up. There's a very interesting toz here, very long toz. I'm not going to read through this, but toz writes the following. He has the following shaila. He says, what would be during the rainy season? We're in the rainy season right now. We're supposed to say Masha Ruach Minogeshem. Let's say you forgot to say it. Are you allowed to mention it, make it up during Shema Tefillah? The loch is, if you forget this same Talmud Racha, we're going to start saying it soon, in a couple of weeks. If you didn't say it, you're allowed to make it up in Shema Tefillah. Say the same Talmud Racha, and it can work. Can that also work for Masha Ruach Minogeshem? If you forgot it, can you mention it during Shema Tefillah? And he quotes from the Yushalmi that you're allowed to actually make it up during Shema Tefillah. Other Yushalmi argue on this toast and Yushalmi says you can't make it up. It's completely different. So what's his machlokas? This fascinating machlokas. I would have said this had I given daf yesterday. But the first machlokas of the Mishnah, that whether you say Masha Ruach from the beginning of Pesukas or the end of Sukkot is telling in the following chakira. There seems to be a machlokus in the Rishonim, the nature of Mashur Ruach Min HaGeshem. Pashup Pshat is, it's a Shemach, it's a praise. You mentioned the first three brachos. The first three brachos are Birchas HaShemach. It's a praise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Meisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Mashur Ruach Min HaGeshem. And therefore, if it's a Shemach, there's no place for it to be in Shemir Tefillah. Shemir Tefillah is a Bakasha. You don't mention a Shemach in Bakasha. And that's why also, Rebbe Elazar says in the Mishnah, you could start saying it from the beginning of Sukkot, because he says, I'm not asking for rain, I'm just saying a Kadosh Baruch Hu can bring rain. But according to Rabbi Shua, the Mishnah, who says, no, it's a type of what's called a Ritzoy. Tos in the beginning calls it a Ritzoy. It's not quite a Bakasha, but it's almost a Bakasha. It's leading to Bakasha. It's somewhat of a request. Therefore, if it's more of a request, that's what Bishua says, don't mention this Ritzoy during Sukkot. It's almost asking for rain. We don't ask for rain. That's why also he would hold like this Yushalmi. If you forgot it, you can make it up in Shemir Tefillah because it's a shtickle bakasha, and therefore it's shayach to Shemir Tefillah. So that's an Inshik Hakira, and there are other few nafkaminas that exist throughout the different Rishonim. So back inside the Gemara now, Gemara says around halfway down the Amud, Tana, when it came to clouds and winds, the Chacham did not require us to mention it. Like we saw on Amud Aleph, if you want to mention it, Masri, you're allowed to. My time, and what was the reason? Like we said, Mishum Dil Masri, because they don't stop. So that was the repeat, what we just saw. Wind and dew don't stop. They don't stop. Rav Yosef taught us, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop the sky from what? It's a klal if we don't listen to Hashem. Min ha'avim, min ha'ruchos. He's going to stop the clouds and stop the wind. The min ha'ruchos. So he will stop the winds. So ata omer min ha'avim, min ha'ruchos. You think pshat is v'atzer shemayim means he's going to remove the clouds, he's going to remove the winds. O enu ela min ha'matar. Maybe it means Hashem will stop the rain. Pasha pshat. Gemara says can't be. Because kishu omer, when the pasuk continues to say, v'lo yeh matar, there's not going to be rain, that means the phrase v'atzer shemayim is stopping something else. What is it? Hare Mata Amar already mentions that the rain will stop. V'lo yeh matar. So ma'ani mekayim v'atzer shemayim. It must be, in addition to stopping the rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also stop mina oven, mina ruchas. There'll be no more clouds or as a wind as a klala. So Gemara says, kasha ruchos aruchos, kasha avim avim. This is a stira. Because one part we said ruchos will never stop. Here we're saying ruchos will stop. One point we said the clouds, I guess the clouds are similar to the tal, will never stop. And here we're saying it will stop. So this is stira. So the Gemara says, no kasha. Oven ma oven lo kasha. Ha becharfi, ha beafli. There are different two types of clouds. There are clouds that precede the rain, that bring the rain, and then there are clouds that come after the rain. So one is a charfi, are the ones that precede the rain, and arfi, the ones that come afterwards. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, becharfi, ovim bechiros, like a bechor, firstborn. The first one, the earlier clouds, habam lefnei hamata, that precede the rain, enum atzers, those won't stop, those will always exist. Ba'afale, the clouds, habas me'ocharos, that come after, la'achamat, after the rain, the shnios lamatahein. We're going to see afterwards, when it rains, even though the rain has stopped, it's very beneficial for the clouds to remain over that area. It somehow helps the rain and the photosynthesis work more, even though we need sun as well. But when it rains, the cloud lets the rain settle, I guess, in the ground, doesn't evaporate it. So it's beneficial, the secondary clouds. So it has almost a double effect of a rain. So the secondary clouds, those types of clouds will stop. That's pshat of the difference between different types of clouds. And then the Gemara says, ruchos haruchos lokasha, different types of winds also, it's not a stira. Habruach mitsuyo, habruach she'en mitsuyo. One is a common wind and one is an uncommon wind. An uncommon wind being a very strong wind. So a common wind, that will never stop. There's always going to be a calm, cool wind of 7-8 miles per hour, let's say. But the heavy winds, the gusts, the 25-35 mile per hour winds, those could possibly stop. So Gemara asks the question, what good is that for? Ruach she'en mitsuyo, chazia, what's the effect of why you need strong winds? What's so important, gusts of wind? Says the Gemara, the Bay Dari is important because when it comes to winnowing, when you go to your threshing field and you want to throw up the wheat and separate between the shaft and the kernels, so that a strong wind is able to throw the shaft away so the kernels drop and you separate it that way. So the Gemara says, Efshir b'nafsu, even though we don't have that, even though there might not be strong winds, we might lose that, the strong winds, we're still able to use a sifter, maybe not as effective, but that could be effective as well. So then the Gemara says, now we're talking about winds and clouds. Satana, ha'avim v'aruchos shnios lamata. The clouds and winds have a secondary effect of rain itself. Hey, dami, what does that mean? So Amar Ula explains, v'isayim other say Rabbi Yehuda, debasir mitra, that when it comes, when the winds and clouds come after it's rained, So it's very effective, and it has a secondary effect. It enhances the rain itself. So the main is that to suggest demal yasu, that's a good thing. When the wind and cloud come after rains, that's a good thing. V'aksiv doesn't say in the pasuk yitin Hashem es matar artzecha avak va'afar, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to place rain underground that's going to lead to dust and to dirt. It's going to fly up. It's going to ruin all the crops because the rain is going to have all the dust fly over the place. So v'amr ula v'teima Rav Yehuda zika de basar matar, referring to after rains, then it's going to blow the wind and the wind is going to ruin all the crops because it's going to blow the dirt and the dust and the crops won't grow properly. So we see it's a bad thing when it blows the wind after rains. So Gemara says no, lo kasha. Had asir nicha, had asir raz. It depends whether it's a strong rain or a light rain. So Rashi explains, had asir nicha, had asir raz. Meaning, kishayarad minachas enamala avak. When it comes gently, it's not going to bring up all the dust. So that's going to be effective. That's going to be good. That's a bracha. Raz, if it's kach, if it comes very, very strong, that's going to bring up the dust and the dirt. That's going to be a klala. Ibai zema, alternatively, no. Maybe they're both, some say the Ibai Sema should be there, others say should not. Maybe this is an explanation. Habimala avik, hadalamala avik. Meaning, regardless if it's stronger or soft, the question is if it's going to bring up the dirt and the dust onto the crops, that's bad. And if it won't bring up the dirt and the dust, that will be good. The Amr Behuda, Zika, the Basar Mitcher, if the wind blows after it rains, that's Kimitcher, that's like it rained a second time. So it rains, and then the wind comes, that's like a second rain. If it comes, Eva, the Basar Mitcher, Kimitcher also. If the clouds come, if it's an overcast after it stopped raining, that's also effective, like it rained the second time. Shimsha, however, if the sun comes out, the Basar Mitcher, after it rained, and then the clouds dissipate, and there's a sun, that's Kitrei Matra. That's actually like a double rain after the rain. That itself is twice the rain, the effective rain. Lemute Mai, to exclude what? Lemute Gila Delila, Bishimsha Debene Karcha. This all to exclude, if let's say after it rains, the moon comes out, that's actually not very good, or not bad, but does not have any effect. Or if the sun creeps between the clouds, that's also bad. Meaning after rain, you either want it to be an overcast or a full sun. If there's a little cloud, a partly cloudy, a little sun, that's not as effective as if there's clouds, or even better, if there was a full thing of sun. So let's quickly recap what we had done today. We started talking about the source of Nisach HaMayim, Hasech Nesach, the double Lashem, Echa Nisach HaMayim, Esa Nichas HaYayim. We figure out who is the author of the one who holds 7 days of Nisach HaMayim. We end up concluding must be Alach HaMosh Mesinai, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And then we said, who is the Rabbi Yeshua and the Ben Becerra who held that you start saying it from Musaf, is when he mentioned Master Ruach Menagashim. We said this is Rabbi Yeshua Ben Becerra, a different Rabbi Yeshua, and he is the son of Ben Becerra. He is that opinion. Then we mentioned that Tal Ruchos never, you don't have to ask for it. If you want to, you can, but you don't have to ask for it because it never stops. We learned this from the story of Eliyahu HaNavi. And then we said, how do we know that the wind never stops? Because the pasuk of Kika Arba Ruchos Hashemayim Pirasi, just like the wind never stops, the world needs a wind, so too, the world needs Klal Yisrael. And then we mentioned the different things. If you didn't mention Merodeh Geshem, you have to repeat it during Yishamim. If you mentioned it during Yemos Chama, if you didn't mention it, you don't have to repeat it back and forth, different situations. And then we spoke about the Ruchos and Avim, different types of Ruchos. The strong winds, the light winds, the clouds before, the clouds afterwards, and other enhancements of the rain. If the cloud comes afterwards, the winds come after the rain, and if the sun comes after the rain, that's like a double type of rain. Okay, we'll stop here and have a wonderful day.